proclamation number 8591 dated the August 20th, 1963. The broad and the narrow path. Anyone who has devoted himself to the world will hardly find the path into the spiritual kingdom. He takes a broad and even path which offers him many enticing images to captivate his senses, giving his body a sense of well-being and making it impossible for him to take his eyes off them. He will behold flourishing gardens, his lust for life will be stimulated and he will not tire of absorbing all attractions, given that his disposition desires them and his desire will be satisfied by the one who wants to prevent a person's thoughts from turning to the spiritual kingdom. His soul, however, will be starving, for none of the possessions the world has to offer will satisfy the soul's hunger and thirst, which requires a different nourishment in order to mature and recover. For the soul is ailing and unhappy if it is only offered worldly things. Yet time and again messengers stand by the crossings where narrow paths are branching off, wanting to entice people onto these narrow paths. But only rarely will they succeed in persuading a person to discontinue his journey on the broad street and to use the narrow path instead, which leads faster and with certainty to the goal. If people listen to my messengers and accept their guidance, they will truly be helped, and soon they will look upwards and courageously start to go uphill, because they behold a marvelous goal, and even obstacles or exertions of any kind will not hold them back. They will follow if their guide and overcome all difficulties, for my messengers know how to describe the goal in such glowing terms that they will muster all their strength in order to attain it. But only a few people will take this narrow path at all. For the most part my messengers will not even be listened to, and the difficult and arduous climb scares those people off who only consider their body but not their soul. The broad path, however, is a misguided path. It irrevocably leads into the abyss. They get caught up in the impenetrable undergrowth and are unable to free themselves from it unless they call upon the help of the one, of whom they certainly know but in whom they didn't want to believe. He alone can send helpers even into this confusion, which will release them and guide them to another path, yet only a few will appeal to the one for help and their end will be a dreadful one. Always remember that you don't live on earth in order to enjoy yourselves and to merely provide a good living standard for your body, but believe that you should first consider your soul. And in order to help your soul you should patiently accept all difficulties, walk the narrow path in the knowledge that it requires strength to ascend and believe that it will lead to the goal, that it will become increasingly brighter the higher you will climb, and that at the end of the path there will be one who already expects you, that he will send his messengers to meet you who will support you and help you overcome all obstacles, that your eyes need only look upwards in order to receive strength and light so that you will not go astray and prevail over all discomforts on the way. But don't let yourselves be deceived by the attractive images lining the wide path that leads down into the abyss. Your goal is up high, in the light, and truly, you will only have to make an effort for a short time in order to reach the pinnacle. Yet this effort will be richly rewarded, for then you will no longer need to fear any evil if you no longer disregard the goal, which is me myself, who wants to guide you into paradise, into the kingdom of light and bliss. However, this can never be reached on the broad path, for this is my adversary's means, who wants to show you all the riches in the world in order to keep you away from the goal to unite yourselves with me again. He only influences people's senses, Roman 1, however, want to gain your souls and therefore must deprive you of everything which might damage your soul, which includes all worldly pleasures and delights. 4. My kingdom is not of this world. Single quote, if you strive for this world you will not attain my kingdom. Therefore shun the world wherever possible, even if you have to comply with all requirements which life on earth demands of you. But don't let them become your purpose in life. Instead only aspire for my kingdom, and you will truly not regret it and gladly travel the narrow path leading upwards, because you will soon recognize me in the guide who walks by your side. Then I myself will be able to escort you, because you have made me the goal of your earthly life, and because I also know that you are turning away from the one who only promises and offers the world to you. And the further you distance yourselves from the said broad path, the easier will be your ascent, for the heights you aspire to will become ever brighter until you are finally surrounded by the brightest shine and you enter into my kingdom, which will reveal unimaginable splendors to you, and then you will live in light and strength and freedom and be supremely happy. Amen.